So we are here with Michael Fox, who is the director of the AIR Foundation, a brand new nonprofit which has a great new announcement to make to us today. And why don't we start talking about what the foundation is doing and the product announcement that was made today.
Okay. The foundation, through a generous grant from Serotech Corporation, which gave in perpetuity a software license with one stipulation for the product known as SA2Go, and that one stipulation was that it be distributed by the AIR Foundation totally free to anyone in the world that had a computer and an internet connection to utilize the product. They could get it free. Absolutely free. Our intention in the AIR Foundation is one of advocacy for the blind and low vision community, as well as making certain we tear down the accessibility barriers. We believe fervently that accessibility is a right, not a privilege. And one of the big barriers to many, many people in this world is the cost of screen readers. This screen reader is free, and it doesn't have the learning curve that most other screen readers have. So we feel that we've come a long way and are looking to partner with other corporate and assistive technology players to bring even more free products to the community. We want to change the face of assistive technology. We believe that universal design should be incorporated into every product, and everything should be accessible for people with any kind of sensory problem, whether it be eyesight or any other for that matter.
Are you looking for solutions for all disabilities or just for...
We're willing to entertain being a platform to deliver some of these types of solutions for other disabilities if people in the industry come forward and will play by not necessarily our rules, but embrace the philosophy we have of delivering it at no cost.
I like this. It's basically an extension of the open source movement and then allowing everyone access to the technology. Now, the system access to go starts out in English, but of course you have talked about expanding to the world, and I understand the next language is Mandarin Chinese.
Well, we will be making announcements very soon with another very major corporate sponsor and founder, one of the initial partners with AIR and realizing its overall mission. And it may well be Mandarin Chinese. What we're looking for is corporate contributions to make, as they become reasonable, translations both from the literal language aspect as well as cultural aspects to make it more of these products more applicable to the indigenous country, whether it's China with its 12 or 14 various dialects, or it's German, or whatever it may happen to be.
What about providing the actual technology, especially in some of those other countries where a computer and internet access may be a little harder to come by?
Well, we do not have the financial resources to overcome some of the infrastructure barriers. We do believe that there will be some partners coming on board that can help us get closer to that as an ultimate goal, because they do bring more clout, muscle, and financial resources than obviously what we're able to muster. You know, there has been several initiatives to bring a $100 to a $300 computer to the marketplace for the developing countries around the world.
Sure.
So we can piggyback those types of things, or we can join hand in hand with those people to deliver those types of capabilities in third world economies where the incidence of blindness is much greater than it is in the first world countries.
Sure. So as a blind computer user, if I want to take advantage right now of the SA2Go, is that available today?
It's available this very second. All you need to do is go to the URL, accessibilityisaright.org, and it will then take over. It will read to you what's on the screen and prompt you through signing up to get your free screen reader.
That is great. Where do you envision this organization? Where do you envision yourself in a few years from now?
If we had the kind of success that we've dreamed of, I think that we would see at least segments of the assistive technology industry that would have no longer need to exist, because we would have broken down the barriers to where the mainstream consumer companies would recognize and embrace the necessity of accessibility in all products, not just a specific set of products for a specific disability, but design, universal design. That's really what is at the bottom of this whole movement that we want to bubble up with, is to move this type of technology into the mainstream and make the mainstream, or hope the mainstream, will embrace this community as being just as important as someone who's sighted. Again, accessibility is a right, not a privilege.
Right. Well, it's very exciting news, and I'm glad to talk to you about it today. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, and we hope you spread the word and become an evangelist for our mission, which is accessibility everywhere.
Thank you very much.